Blog Talk Radio.
Steps to Christ. Chapter 1. God's Love for Man. Nature and revelation alike testify of God's love. Our Father in heaven is the source of life, of wisdom, and of joy. Look at the wonderful and beautiful things of nature. Think of their marvelous adaptation to the needs and happiness, not only of man, but of all living creatures. The sunshine and the rain that gladden and refresh the earth, the hills and seas and plains, all speak to us of the Creator's love. It is God who supplies the daily needs of all His creatures. In the beautiful words of the psalmist, "The eyes of all wait upon Thee, and Thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest Thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing." Psalm 145, verses 15 and 16. God made man perfectly holy and happy, and the fair earth, as it came from the Creator's hand, bore no blight of decay or shadow of the curse. It is transgression of God's law, the law of love, that has brought woe and death. Yet, even amid the suffering that results from sin, God's love is revealed. It is written that God cursed the ground for man's sake, Genesis 3:17, the thorn and the thistle, the difficulties and trials that make his life one of toil and care, were appointed for his good as a part of the training needful in God's plan for his uplifting from the ruin and degradation that sin has wrought. The world, though fallen, is not all sorrow and misery. In nature itself are messages of hope and comfort. There are flowers upon the thistles, and the thorns are covered with roses. God is love is written upon every opening bud, upon every spire of springing grass. The lovely birds making the air vocal with their happy songs, the delicately tinted flowers in their perfection perfuming the air, the lofty trees of the forest with their rich foliage of living green, all testify to the tender, fatherly care of our God, and to His desire to make His children happy. The Word of God reveals His character. He Himself has declared His infinite love and pity. When Moses prayed, "Show me Thy glory," the Lord answered, "I will make all my goodness pass before thee." Exodus chapter 33, verses 18 and 19. This is His glory. The Lord passed before Moses and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 and 7. He is slow to anger, and of great kindness, because He delighteth in mercy. Jonah chapter 4, verse 2, Micah chapter 7, verse 18. God has bound our hearts to Him by unnumbered tokens in heaven and in earth. Through the things of nature and the deepest and tenderest earthly ties that human hearts can know, He has sought to reveal Himself to us. Yet these but imperfectly represent His love. Though all these evidences have been given, the enemy of good blinded the minds of men so that they looked upon God with fear. They thought of Him as severe and unforgiving. Satan led men to conceive of God as a being whose chief attribute is stern justice, one who is a severe judge, a harsh, exacting creditor. He pictured the Creator as a being who is watching with jealous eye to discern the errors and mistakes of men, that he may visit judgments upon them. It was to remove this dark shadow, by revealing to the world the infinite love of God, that Jesus came to live among men. The Son of God came from heaven to make manifest the Father. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. John chapter 1 verse 18. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Matthew chapter 11 verse 27. When one of the disciples made the request, "Show us the Father," Jesus answered, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father?" John chapter 14 verses 8 and 9. In describing his earthly mission, Jesus said, "The Lord hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." Luke chapter 4 verse 18. This was his work. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by Satan. There were whole villages where there was not a moan of sickness in any house, for he had passed through them and healed all their sick. His work gave evidence of his divine anointing. Love, mercy, and compassion were revealed in every act of his life. His heart went out in tender sympathy to the children of men. He took man's nature that he might reach man's wants. The poorest and humblest were not afraid to approach him. Even the little children were attracted to him. They loved to climb upon his knees and gaze into the pensive face, benignant with love. Jesus did not suppress one word of truth, but he uttered it always in love. He exercised the greatest tact and thoughtful, kind attention in his intercourse with people. He was never rude, never needlessly spoke a severe word, never gave needless pain to a sensitive soul. He did not censure human weakness.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola, and I am calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Praise God, that we can be on this prayer line once again, and let us offer a word of prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom to come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us, for thine art the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you, Father, asking that first look in our heart, Lord. And Father, asking you to remove sin out of our lives. Lord, we are living in times right now that our life should shine and be more like Jesus, your Son. So, Heavenly Father, as we come to your throne just to offer a prayer, Father, forgive us. Lord, help us, Lord, to seek after you and your word, that we may hold your word, that we may behold it, and continually to be blessed of you, Father, allowing your Holy Spirit to help us, purge us, to lead and guide us in all righteousness. Oh, Father, we come right now because there's no other that we can come and say, our Father, thank you for your goodness, thanking you for your word. Oh, Father, as we pray and lift up this prayer line to you, Father, what a blessing that we have, that we, as brothers and sisters, that been holding together, Lord, for almost 10 years, 9 years, Father, I want to say thank you that I have brothers and sisters that I can talk to, that I can listen while they talk. Oh, Father, thank you right now that we can pray for one another. Lord, I know my brothers and sisters praying for me from the east to the west. Lord, offering to you prayers for my children. Father, I offer you prayers for the people that join us on this prayer line from different countries. We lift them up to you also, Father, because they come to listen to a word. And let this word on this prayer line be a light to all who come to this prayer line to listen, Father. Father, lead and guide the speakers, lead and guide the host on here. Father, I know I'm not a person of education. I don't have no high education, but Father, I do what I can, and I'm thanking you for using me. And Father, I know you desire for me to get even more and to use me. So Father, use me and help me to learn more. Help me to pray more, Father, because this you desire of us, that we may show forth that loving kind. Oh, Father, we thank you right now. Bless each and every one that come to join us on this prayer line. Father, we lift up our brother, Yudi, Lord, that was on this prayer line once preaching the gospel. Father, we pray for him. We pray for his family. We love them, and we ask that you continue to be with them and give them wisdom and knowledge. Give us all the wisdom and knowledge, Father. So we just come to say thank you. Thank you for our Savior. Thank you for what he's doing for us alive this day, that we are able to come and share and talk. So bless each and every one. And we pray for all our other listeners, the ones that have been on this prayer line, Father, from the beginning. And Lord, it is you that can touch their heart to let them come back and join us. And even host, oh, Father, thank you. Bless each and every one of us as we come to share. And I'm asking you to lead them and guide my brothers and sisters to share and to give their testimonies, what you have done throughout the week by waking us up and keeping us for another Sabbath. And we ask all this in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And also, I forgot to lift up the word. Father, I lift up your word that I will open and read. And may the word of God bless each and every soul, that when we read it, it changes our lives. And so thank you once again for the blessing of the Holy Spirit and the word of God that goes out and change heart and help us to turn from our wicked ways. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, once again, amen. And brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you and praise God for you, because when we come together, it's nothing but the love of God that show forth in our heart that we are to love one another and to praise God. So let us, I would like to read something that I learned a little bit today, and I want to share it with my brothers and sisters. It's been great controversy. I'm just going to read this little paragraph, and I will open the line. You can begin to press 1 while I open this line. And I'm reading from chapter 4, and it's called The Faithful Parchers. I'm hoping you can hear me pretty good. And I'm hoping if I am too loud, please let me know. And don't let Sister Leola ignorance show without someone telling me. Let me know if I'm not doing something right. Amen. Thank you.
So I'm reading from the Faith of Tortures in chapter 4, and I can't give you the paragraph because I really don't have paragraphs in this book, but I can figure it out later to tell you. But I'm reading the Waldensee, and I will begin because I'm just not read the whole thing. Okay. Those who adhere to ancient faith now withdrew, some forsaking their native ALPS, raised the banner of truth in foreign lands, glen and rocky bastions of the mountain, and there preserved their freedom to worship God. The church in the wilderness and not the proud hierarchy enthroned in the world great capital was the true church of Christ, the guardian of the treasure of the true which God has committed to his people to be given to the world. Among the leaders called that had led to the separation of the true church from Rome was the hatred of the latter towards the Bible Sabbath. As foretold by Bible prophecies, the papal power cast down the truth to the ground. The law of God was trampled in the dust while the tradition and custom of men were exalted. The Waldenses were among the first of the people of Europe to obtain a translation of the Holy Scriptures. Hundreds of years before Reformation, they possessed the Bible and manuscript in their native tongue. I wanted to share that with you all because I learned this today. I've always thought the first translation was King James, but the Waldensians, I think I'm saying their name right, they was the first along right before the disciples was to lay hand on the scriptures, and they had the scriptures, and because they had begun to learn about the Sabbath and the papacy was persecuting them, they had to go in the hiding. And they, when they went in hiding, they took the scriptures with them to learn more about God's word. And we know as it continued, they were persecuted for having the Bible. So I just wanted to share that with your brothers and sisters, and I will get the paragraph for you, but I know it's in chapter 4 of the Faithful and Tortures. Amen. So I want to welcome you again, brothers and sisters, on Advent Light Ministry. I want to thank you for joining us tonight and every one of us, and that we can share and tell of his goodness, what all he has done for you during the week. And I know he has blessed because we are here and alive. And I'm going to just start with my short testimony. I'm thankful that God have me in the land of the living, that I am able to host on this prayer line and able to speak to my sisters and brothers. So I'm grateful to my Father and to his Son and the Holy Spirit as he has kept me throughout this day. So God bless. And now I will open the line or allow my brothers and sisters, ask my brothers and sisters to press 1, and your line can be open. Amen. Amen. I'm waiting on my brothers and sisters. Amen. We have one has pressed 1. That's 423. Opening your line, and you can give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good evening. Can you hear me? Okay, Sister Leola, I'm driving.
I can hear you very well. Yes.
Okay, praise the Lord. This is Sister Carla. I'm just thanking the Lord for his goodness, his mercy, his love. and a new day and how he's blessing each and every one of us. I'm driving, so I can't read my scripture that I would like to share. But, again, I just want to thank God how he moved in my life and how, you know, when you talk to God, when you pray to him and talk to him as a friend, he'll talk to you back. And we just need to listen and take heed to his voice and to what he's telling us, correction, reproof, encouragement, whatever it is. We have to be faithful. We have to be obedient to his voice. And I'm Friday, as I was in town, and I met this lady. She had tracks and different stuff, and I was seeing what she had. It was a Spanish lady. She said, "Oh, I preach to the Spanish, you know, because she barely speaks English." And I was like, "Oh, praise the Lord." She said, "Pray for me," and I said, "I will." And I remember I had some tracks in my car that was Spanish, and I went back and I gave it to her, and she was so grateful. It's the love letter in Spanish, and I gave it to her, and she was so grateful and thankful, and I just thank the Lord that I was able to give it to her and to continue to keep her in prayer and the work that she's doing to try and reach the Hispanic community out there in Dayton, Tennessee. Amen, amen. So that is all that I want to share at this time. And if you can read, I'll try to read it. Psalm 73, verse 25 says, "Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee." So I just thank the Lord for his word and knowing that he said he'll never leave us or forsake us. And, let us continue to trust in the Lord with all our hearts, our soul, and our mind. And he will give us the desire of his heart, which is according to his will, and we just have to accept it. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leo.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla. We're going to pause a minute, and we're going to offer a word of prayer for your safe traveling mercy, because we know that our Father would want us to lift up in prayer. So, sisters and brothers, let us lift our sister up in prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, we come before you, Father, knowing that your ears are just waiting to hear prayers in the behalf of our sisters and brothers. And we are often a prayer up for Sister Carla. Father, she are driving on the highway, and she's going to work, Father. And we are just asking you to send your Holy Spirit before her to give her protection. We ask that you be the driver, Father. We ask that you even be out there blocking or covering her car against any hurt, harm, or danger, giving her protection and keeping her vehicle, Father, knowing that we can't do nothing without vehicles today. And I'm asking you, Lord, protect her vehicle from any breakdown, from anything that can cause her to be without. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Father, because we know that you love us, and we keep your Sabbath, Father. We spread your gospel. We love you because we know you said that if we would seek you, search you, and find you, Lord, you say you will hear us and you will take care of us. So, Heavenly Father, while Sister Carla is driving, Father, I ask that you send a host of your angels to cover her and protect her and lead her to her destination. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you for blessing her, and we thank you for keeping. And we also pray for her home, Lord, while she is going away from her home. Father, we know that you have allowed her to build and to do all that which she have in our land. And we ask that you keep your hand over her whole land, Lord, to protect it and keep it and bless it. Also, give her the increase, Father. And we just praise you. We thank you for all your goodness, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for coming on and sharing with us. knowing that our Heavenly Father is able to do anything but fail. So thank you once again, and thank you so much. And she's driving, and she still come on and shares the love of God. So we praise God for her. Amen. Just give me just a second. I pressed the wrong button there. So it will open up right. Amen. So now, brothers and sisters, as Sister Carla, you have heard her testimony of how good her Father is to her. We asking that you press 1 and share your goodness with God have given to you. Amen. Yes, we have 1-272-770. We are opening your line. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Leola. I'm so happy to be here. My name is Sister Tymiko from Pennsylvania, but I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York. So I just wanted to say hi to everyone. God bless you. And I definitely want to praise the Lord because without God, we could do nothing. We are nothing if he is the vine. We are the branches. He is the potter, and we are the clay. So I thank him for giving me safe travel and mercies to and fro to my doctor's appointments. I thank him for bringing my daughter to and fro, safe and sound, back home, watching her going in and her going out. I'm so grateful that the Lord provides everything for us. He said in Philippians 4:19, he will provide our every need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. So I'm so grateful for his precious promises, my dear sister, and I give him all praise and honor and glory. And I just like to read Psalms 121. Verses 1 through 8. Amen. It says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall never sleep, nor slumber, nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. Thy Lord is thy shade upon the right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, and he shall preserve thy soul. Verse 8 says, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in, from this time forth, even forevermore. Praise the Lord. So that is such a beautiful scripture, and it gives us hope that we know we can go to our Lord and Savior for help. Whatever we are going through, whatever trials and tribulations we are going through, God is always there. In Hebrews 13:5, he said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. In Jeremiah 31:3, he said he loves us all with an everlasting love. So we can truly trust in God, my sisters and brothers. And I do have a song that I would like to sing. If I have time, my dear sister, am I able to sing a song, Sister Leola, or do I not have time?
Oh, yes. You can sing your song.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Standing on the promises, taken from 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. Okay? Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms are found and still it fail. By the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord. Bound to him eternally by love's strong cord. Overcoming dearly with the Spirit's sword, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, I Praise the Lord. I thank you so much for opening my line and for letting me sing my sister and read my Bible scripture. It is such a blessing to be here tonight with all of you. And I just want to give a prayer request. I'd like to lift up all my precious brothers and sisters here on the prayer line this evening, praying for you always, Sister Leola, and your family, your children, Nicole and Jarvis, and your grandchildren, and your husband, Brother Ray. Praying for Sister Carl and her children as well, Nicholas and Amanda. And also praying for Sister Stephanie and her precious jewels, KJ and Kaja. Definitely praying for Sister Powell and Alex Nation, and for Rosie, Sister Rosie, and the Williams family. Praying for Sister Powell's ministry, lifting up her children as well and her grandchildren. Also like to pray for Brother Eli and his mom, Rose, and praying for all his friends at the Daycoke program. Praying for Brother O'Neill and his family. Praying for Brother Rick and his family. And also lifting up Sister Brenda and her family, Brother John, and her children and grandchildren. And I also ask for prayer for myself and also for my family, my children, my grandchildren, my mom. Praying also for Elder Ricardo and his wife, Sister Samantha. So I just want to lift up all my precious brothers and sisters around the world and lift up the nation. I'm praying for the nation and for the youth. And I thank you so much, my sister. God bless you. I love you. And thank you for keeping me on the prayer. Thank you. Amen. God bless. Bye-bye.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for singing a song, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. You know, brothers and sisters, as I read this story about the Walt Disney's, what did those people, they stood firm. And I read somewhere that they stood for the truth. I did read it in here. I don't forgot where I read it, but I read quite a bit. And that's what it said. They stood firm on God's word. And I tell you, as I was reading this, I got a lot. No one has checked one. I'm just going to read a little bit more. You know, the Book of Great Controversy, this book has some powerful information in it because, you know, I've read some things about and I highlighted, but I guess I just didn't grasp it. I just didn't get it that the Walt Disney's was the first people that's translated the Bible in their own tongue first, and King James translated afterwards. So, and when I read that, I said, okay, I didn't know that. But I want to read to you how faithful these people, how they withstood the fire, you know. Sisters and brothers, as I was just watching some news with my husband in there, the people are talking about how the earth, how so many lands and the earth are dry, the water is drying up. River of Euphrates is dried up. And then the Mississippi River in Mississippi is drying. A lot of land is drying up. And one time my husband and I was crossing some rivers or bayous or whatever they call these big bayous out here in Louisiana, dry as a bone. It was just like sand. And when you used to pass through that, it used to be full. A boat can go through it, but dry as a bone. So now we are living in those days that rivers and places are drying up, and they were talking about the ship. The ship can't even bring the products to the United States. But what did Christ say? Say, you're going to see these things. I'm telling you, 2,000 and some years ago, the words that our Savior spoke, we are hearing these things today. So let me just share. I'm waiting on anybody press 1. I will close my mouth and let you all share, because that's what it's all about. This prayer line is about you to share your testimonies and to give your praise report or to share the scripture. So if you like to share right now, press 1 and I can open your line. And that's what I'm watching for. Amen. But if not, you're not ready. I would like to read this this part right here. I don't see no one press 1,
but I would like to just read this. And it says, they had, I'm reading still in the faithful torch. That's what they did to these people. They torched. They put fire under them. They call them torch bearers. It says, they had the truth unadulterated, and this rendered them the special object of hatred and persecution. They declared the Church of Rome to be the apostate Babylon of the apocalypse. And the peril of their lives, they stood up to resist her corruption, standing on the promises. Sister Tamika, there it is right there. They stood and resisted the Babylon corruption. While under the pressure of long continued persecution, some compromised their faith little by little, yielding its distinction principles. Others held fast to the truth. Through ages of darkness and apostasy, there were Walt Disney's, hold on, let me find my place. Others held fast to the truth. Through ages of darkness, the apostate, there were Walt Disney who denied the supremacy of Rome, who reject image worship as idolatry, and who kept the true Sabbath under the fierce tempest of opposition. They maintained their faith. And sisters and brothers, as we read this, we know that God is good, and God will take care of us. So line, someone else has pressed one. So let us open this line, amen. 857, we open in your line. Give me just a second. 857-505, your line is open, and you can give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen.
Amen. Hello, Sister Miola. Hello, my brothers and sisters on the prayer line. My name's Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts, brothers and sisters. God is good. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Miola. He's an awesome God. He's worthy. He is worthy to be praised. And Sister Miola, I have a prayer request, my beloved sister. My prayer request tonight is to lift up my mother and prayer. Do not forget to lift up my mom in prayer. My mom needs a lot of prayer. Sister Miola, please lift up Brother Shaq too. My staff, his name is Shaq. So please lift up Brother Shaq in prayer. S-H-A-Q. Lift up Brother Shaq in prayer. And Sister Miola, don't forget to lift up Sister Johanna. J-O-H-A. A-N-N-A, Johanna, J-O-H-A-N-N-A, Johanna. Lift for Sister Johanna in prayer, and pray for Sister Shekiah to Sister Miola. Sister Miola, lift for Sister Shekiah in prayer. I do not know how you spell Shekiah's name, but please lift her up in prayer, Sister Miola. And Sister Miola, I'm lifting up Sister Tamiko in prayer, and I'm lifting up Sister Tamiko's beloved mother, Sister Dorothy. I'm praying for Brother O'Neill, Sister Miola, that the Lord will bless Brother O'Neill. And I'm praying for Brother O'Neill too, Sister Miola, that Brother O'Neill will move to Boston one of these days. I'm praying for Brother O'Neill that he will be a staff member too at Bay Cove Human Services, Sister Miola. I'm praying for Brother O'Neill. He will move to Boston, Sister Miola. That's why I'm praying on it. And Sister Miola, I hear the voice of the Lord say to me to pray for individual at the moment. Yes, Lord. God, Heavenly Father, Lord. God, we magnify your name, God, this moment, Lord. God, we want to praise your name because, God, you're a wonderful God. You're awesome, God. You're worthy to be praised, Lord. How excellent is your name, Lord. God, at this moment, God, I want to lift up Sister Miola, Lord God, God, who is hosting, Lord. We ask you, God, to God bless Sister Miola, God, in a special way, Lord. God, I want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Sister Miola, Lord. God, you are awesome for Sister Miola, Lord. God, we ask you, God, to come bless Sister Miola, God. God, come bless Sister Miola, God, who is hosting, Lord. We ask you, God, to give Sister Miola the strength, Lord. Give her deliverance, Lord. God, I want to thank you, God, for what you have done for her, Lord. God, I want to lift up her husband to you, Lord. God, I want to lift up her brothers and sisters to you, Lord. God, I want to lift up Sister Miola's daughter and son, Lord. We want to lift up Sister Nicole, Lord. We ask God to come bless Sister Nicole, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Sister Nicole, God, and Jarvis, Lord. Bless them, God, in a special way, Lord. God, we want to lift up Sister Miola's grandson, Lord, who used to come on the prayer line one of these days, Lord. God, we ask God, allow him to come back, God, on the prayer line, Lord. Allow him to come praise you, God. Allow him to come magnify your name, Lord. Allow him to give you thanks, God, and praise, because you deserve the praise, Lord. God, we want to lift our Sister Tamiko, God, in a special way, Lord. God, we ask God to come touch our Sister Tamiko's knees, Lord. God, you're able, God, to do all things. God, come touch our Sister Tamiko's knees, Lord. God, come touch our Sister Tamiko's back, Lord. God, we ask God to touch our Sister Tamiko, Lord. We ask God to give Sister Tamiko deliverance, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Sister Tamiko, Lord. God, come bless Sister Tamiko, Lord. God, give Sister Tamiko the strength, Lord. Give Sister Tamiko, God, deliverance, Lord. God, you are able, God, to do all things, God. God, cover her window, Lord. We ask God to cover Sister Tamiko's doorpost, Lord. God, you're able, God, to do all things. God, break every chain for her, Lord. God, break every chain for Sister Tamiko, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. God, we ask God to give her the strength, Lord. We ask you, God, to wipe her tears, Lord. God, we ask God to wipe Sister Tamiko's tears, Lord. God, you're able, God, to do all things. Thanks, God. God, we ask God to wipe Sister Tamiko's tears, Lord. Allow Sister Tamiko, Lord, to have faith in you, Lord. Allow her to be strong in you, Lord, because, God, you are able, God, to do all things, God. God, come bless Sister Tamiko, Lord. God, we want to lift up her beloved mother to Lord, Sister Dorothy, Lord. God, we ask God to come bless Sister Dorothy, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, for your done for Sister Dorothy, Lord. God, we want to lift up Sister KTN to you, Lord. God, we want to lift up Brother Taiwan to you, Lord. God, allow them to love each other, Lord. Allow them to love each other, Lord. Allow them to be obedient, God. Allow them to be faithful, Lord. Allow them to read their Bibles, Lord. God, you're able, God, to do all things, God. God, you're mighty. God, you're the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords. God bless us, God. God, we want to lift up Brother O'Neill, Lord. God, we ask God to come bless Brother O'Neill, Lord. God, we ask God, allow Brother O'Neill, God, to be a part of Bay Cove, Lord, Human Services, Lord. God, we ask God, allow Brother O'Neill, God, to move to Boston, Lord. God, you're able, God, to do all things, God. God, we ask God, allow Brother O'Neill, God, to move to Boston when he's these days, Lord. Bless him, God, in a special way, Lord. Watch over him, Lord. Watch over Brother Akeem James, Lord. Bless Brother Akeem James, Lord. Bless Brother Dylan, Lord. God, come bless Brother Dylan. God, come bless Sister. Come bless every single one of us, Lord. Come bless Brother Dylan's second baby, Lord. Sister Olivia, Lord. God, come bless us, God. God, we ask God to strengthen us. We ask God to watch over us, Lord. God, watch over Brother O'Neill, God. Allow Brother O'Neill, God, to be a part of Bake Off, Lord. Human Services, Lord. Allow Brother O'Neill, God, to move to Boston, Lord. God, you're able, God, to do all things, God. God, we ask God, allow Brother O'Neill, God, to move to Boston, Lord. God, you're able, God, to do all things, God. God, we ask God, we are praying for Brother O'Neill, God, to move to Boston, Lord. You're able, God, to do all things, God. Break every chain for him, Lord. Bless all of us, God. Strengthen us, Lord. We want to pray. praise you, Lord. We want to magnify your name. Bless Sister Brenda. Bless Brother John, Lord. God, come bless Brother Akeem James, Lord, who's going to preach your word, Lord. God, bless every single one of us, Lord. Watch over everyone, God, in the prayer line, Lord. Watch over Sister Miola, Lord. Watch over everyone, God, in the prayer line, God. Bless Sister Stephanie.
Amen.
Bless Sister Power, Lord. God, watch over Sister Power, God, from Jamaica, Lord. God, we ask God to strengthen Sister Power, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Give Sister Power the strength, Lord. Give Sister Power deliverance, Lord. God, we want to lift up Brother Alex Nation, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Watch over him, Lord. Watch over everyone, God. Bless us, God. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Thank you, Sister Miola, for opening my life.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Brother Eli. Sisters and brothers, Brother Eli is a deacon in church, and he loves to lift up everyone in prayer. So we just want to thank the Lord for Brother Eli and his endeavor. Always want to lift up brothers and sisters and pray for everyone. So we thank God for that. Amen. Because you know, God, he's not a God said he's not a the word left my mouth. Oh boy, the word going in my mouth. Cause he don't, he's no special person. He hears every prayer. Okay, I had the word, the scripture in my mind, but it done left. So I just praise God for everything that our brothers and sisters are here representing tonight. Each one of us represents God on this prayer line by praying, by being on the prayer line, by sharing the gospel. Whatever you do, you love God because you know what? You are here to listen to the word. So we thank you for being here. And now we just want to ask, is there anyone else that would like to share? We just ask that you press 1 and your hand will be up and I can open your line. And I just want to welcome everyone again that joined just recent. Everyone, I welcome you. And God is in share on Advent Light Ministry. So we welcome you here. We've been here, sisters and brothers, on this prayer line since 2012. And here we are always in prayers for brothers and sisters. So if you desire a prayer for some special one, let me tell you, God have answered many prayers on here, and by God's grace, some have come to Christ on the prayer line, and you know, we just hoping for many more things. We had so many children, but we pray for all those souls to be able to come back to the prayer line. Sometimes they done got, a lot of these people done got older because we had so many children. And now these children, put almost 9 years, these children are adults now. So we just thank God for that. Amen. So if anybody would like to share, press 1 and I can open your line. And no one has pressed 1 yet. So I just want to thank you for being on the prayer line listening. We're going to have Brother Akeem here tonight, and he will be our speaker. And you know Brother Akeem, he always brings some powerful message, and as you are here with us, we ask him that you linger with us, and as we go into prayer, and as the speaker come on, he would be on, and about another 20 to 25 minutes. So, and in the meantime, we usually share. So if you have something you would like to share, you can press 1. And I can open your line. But while I have no one press 1, I am the host, so I have to keep going. But I ask my brothers and sisters to be able to press 1, and you can share. Because while we are waiting on others, sometimes people come on late. But I tell you what, I'm going to just sing a song. Listen to the words, not the voice, because the voice sometimes it cracks. It's not always good. And I want to sing Praise Him
praise him. Let us praise him. Praise him, praise him. Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. Oh, sing, oh, earth, his wonderful love proclaim. Hail him, hail him, highest archangel in glory. Strength and honor given to his holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard his children. In his arms he carries us all day long. Praise him, praise him. Tell us of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song. Praise him, brothers and sisters. I'm just singing while my brothers and sisters, we have some on, but sometimes people just not ready to say anything. So I am singing the song while others coming in. Praise him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. For our sins he suffered and bled and died. He our rock, our hope, and eternal salvation. Hail him, Jesus the crucified. Sound his praises, Jesus who bore our sorrow. Love and abounded, wonderful, deep, and strong. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song. One more standard, brothers and sisters. As I wait on my brothers and sisters to share, praise him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer, heavenly porter, loud with Hosanna ring. Jesus, Savior, reign it forever and ever. Crown him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming over the world victorious. Power, glory unto the Lord belong. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song. Amen, amen. I just want to thank God for his and what he's doing for us each and every day. The power of God is in his son's hand. And as his praises by us on this prayer line, giving him praise and telling of his greatness on this prayer line, what he has done for you and me, my brothers and sisters, we are praising him. So I'm praising him with my voice, even though it's not strong, it's not the best. But God said, give him praise. And he loves praise, my sister. If you have a song, you can press one and sing a song. A song to God is like talking to him all ever you have. Give him the praise. And now we're going to go back to the book to share, because when we go into prayer, we go into prayer about 10 minutes and about another 5 to 10 minutes. And now it's the time to let our brothers and sisters share. And so that's why we are taking this time, because this is the time we give everyone to share. But I will continue to read the prophecy. Amen. Because in this book, we learn a lot what these people had went through. And I'll read the first paragraph. It say, amid the gloom that settled upon the earth during the long period of papal supremacy, the light of truth could not be wholly extinguished. In every age, there were witness for God, men who cherished faith in Christ as only a mediator between God and man, who held the Bible as the only rule of their life, and who hallowed the true Sabbath. How much the world owes to these men, prosperity will never know. They were bandits as their motives impugned their character, mangled their writing, suppressed, misrepresented, and I can't pronounce that word, yet they stood firm and from age to age maintained their faith in its purity as a sacred heritage for the generation to come. The history of God's people during the ages of darkness that follow upon Rome's supremacy is written in heaven, but they have little place in human records. Few traces of their existence can be found except in the accusation of their persecution. It was the policy of Rome to obliterate every trace of dissent from her doctrine or decree. Everything heretical, whether person or writing, she sought to destroy. Do you hear that, brothers and sisters? She sought to destroy everything or writing or history she wanted to destroy. I need to highlight that. And if you go to your chapter 4 in your Great Controversy book, Faith Through Torture, you will find that reading. And it says everything heretical, whether the person or writing she sought to destroy, expression of doubt or question as to authority of the papal dogmas were enough to forfeit the life of the rich or poor, high or low. Rome endeavored also to destroy every record of her cruelty towards the descendants. Creed that the books and the writing contain such records should be committed to the flame. Mercy, that is wicked, sisters and brothers. Before the intervention of printing, books were few in numbers and in the form not favorable for the preservation. Therefore, there was little to prevent the Romanism from carrying out their purpose. Brothers and sisters, if they did that then, what you think will happen soon and very soon? So we asking, okay, we have someone that press 1, amen. Praise God, praise God. Let me open this line, 631-631-552. Your line is open.
Pleasant good night, Sister Leola. Thank you for opening up my line. Pleasant good night, brothers and sisters on Advent Light Prayer Line. It's a pleasure to be on the line tonight. I just completed a 7-hour journey back and forth. Yeah, and I want to thank God for Journey's mercy so far. I'm almost home. Fight off the torrential rain. Yeah, God has been good to me. But I want to thank God for always working in my life miraculously. As you guys know, my past testimony of my job as the unknown person in my job is not... They did not thought that I would stay there for a day or a week. God has blessed me to be there for 4 months now. My relationship with my managers and CEO is becoming greater. And I want to tell you, so God is so amazing, because when we humble ourselves, God will establish us, and He promised us that. So my manager that once said that I share that he think that I have anti-Semitic ways, but now he's done one of the most thing that I'm thinking about it even now, and he said God is great, you know. He gave me the company credit card to go shopping with, and he left me with the credit card. right now I have it in my possession. And he texts me, because they are Jews, he texts me after 6 yesterday and told me that he won't be in, and any transaction, I'm the one got to do it. And he will keep me posted. So God is so amazing, you know. So that's what I have to testify of, the goodness of God, you know, of how he's working in my life, you know. So I just ask for your prayers as I continue to humble myself so that God can continue to direct my path. And I continue to be a beacon of light wherever I go for my master. You heard me, Sister Leola?
That, I heard every word. Are you done?
And also, I want to thank God for his many blessings on our little business, where we make natural products, like our natural lotion, chemical-free, not from water, no water added to it, no emulsifier. 5 simple ingredients that we use. We use herbal oils that we make. The herbal oils that we use is that we infuse, an herbal infusion of herbs that is good for the skin. We use coconut oil, cold-pressed coconut oil, virgin coconut oil. We use shea butter. We use bee wax. And we use another thing called bee propolis that is like it's an antiviral, antiseptic. We put that also, and we use also one of our Zima is one of the ingredients as well, and pure essential oil we use. So we have one that we use for with Zima. We use Zima skin. We have one where we use frankincense and myrrh as well in one, and also we have one that we make called Skin Renew. That we use candle and some other herbs and make that one that revitalize the skin. And we make salve as well, and people have been requesting it because they say that it's working well for them. We make also a respiratory cleanser and booster to boost the immune system. We also make non-toxic deodorant as well. And a lot of people keep calling me, and I had to go upstate to get some more production because we run out of production because it is in so much demand. A year ago, we were looking for people to sell our product, but now people looking for us. So I want to thank God for that, and just ask you to continue to pray for me tonight. Continue to do what I have to do for my master. Thank you, Saliola, for opening my line.
Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for that. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, did you hear all these things that our brother, and that's what our father said, that we got to build business, and as we build the business, he wants us to be able to support our brothers. And I just want to thank you, but I tell you, Brother O'Neill, you just keep doing the work, and then let God, you give God the glory, and he's going to do the blessing. He's going to open up, and he's going to give the increase, praise God. So thank you for coming on to share that with us, and may God bless and continue to work in your favor as he has been doing. And, you know, it's such a blessing. God wants us to be able to help one another out. And so, you know, whenever you have the time, I want you to talk to Brother Rick. Talk to Brother Rick, as we were saying. Okay? So thank you, Brother O'Neill. Amen. I got to give you the number. By God's grace, you got to call me and remind me because I will forget. So I just want to thank you, Brother O'Neill, for sharing that with us. And brothers and sisters, if you need the number, just you can get in touch with Sister Leola, and I will be able to give you that number. Amen. And we have our brothers and sisters that on here. Okay, we have another one. Press 1. Let me open that line. Okay, Brother O'Neill, thanks again. Okay, but we open in this line, 518-744. We open in your line. Amen? You can give us your name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for opening my line. This is Brother Rick from Fort Ann, New York. Oh, God is good. And I was just sitting here praising him for listening to Brother O'Neill's testimony and praising the Lord because he is faithful not only to Brother O'Neill but to all of us. And, wow, he has been good to me. I cannot count all the ways that he has been good to me, Sister, and just praising him. I'm driving home in the middle of a snowstorm right now. I had to go out to a meeting at church and then go get a few things at the grocery store, and it is snowing very hard here right now, but I've been kept I praise the Lord for that, too. You know, we sometimes complain about paying our taxes, but if we didn't pay taxes, the roads wouldn't get plowed and things wouldn't happen. So instead of complaining about doing about those things, we need to praise the Lord that he allows people to do these things for us that wouldn't get done otherwise. So I'm just thanking him. And, Sister, I just wanted to lift up a dear sister in our church. Her name is Tammy. I had asked for prayer for her husband, Kevin, who had cancer. Kevin passed away on Friday, and he left behind his wife and mom and a daughter, and so it just quite the man, and he'll be missed. Just praying for Ashley. I have not heard from her in a little while, and praying for all of my family members, Sister. I've been lifting up the brothers and sisters on the prayer line in my prayers, and I will continue to do so. You know, this is, we have been on here so long, Sister. It's like a little family, and when I don't get to come on, I feel like I'm missing out on something. And so I'm just thankful that I was able to come on tonight and praise the Lord. And I had a scripture, but I cannot get to it right now because I'm driving, so we'll save that for the next time. But thank you for opening my line, Sister, and God bless each and every one of you.
Thank you, Brother Rick, for coming on and sharing with us and, you know, giving God the praise, because we know all praise is due to him and the blessing. And we're going to lift you up out in this bad weather that you are traveling right now. So let us pray, brothers and sisters. Let us pray together for Brother Rick's safe traveling mercy. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you once again, Father. We know when there's an emergency, and it is an emergency when you see one of your loved ones are traveling in snow and while cars are driving. Heavenly Father, we pray that you send your holy angels to zero in on that vehicle and to cover our brother and protect him and get him to his destination, Father, and lead him, Lord, and that he may be home soon and without hurt or harm. Oh, Father, we thank you so much, Father, as we lift up brothers and sisters on this prayer line. Father, we ask for a blessing for every day, Lord, especially where it concerns our salvation. Father, we lift up our sisters and brothers on here. May God reign in our hearts and help us to look to him with coming our help. Our help come from the Lord, no other. And praise God. Bless him. Bless his holy name. Oh, Father, thank you for bringing our brothers and sisters to this prayer line. Lord, we've been coming together on this prayer line. As Brother Rick said, we are family, and I consider all my family, Sister Brother Rick, Sister Carla, Sister Katie, Sister Brother O'Neill. We got other sisters that I know that don't press one, And sisters and brothers, we are family on here because we lift one another up every day in prayer. And by God's grace, we know He hears our prayer. And we know that He are protecting our brothers and sisters. And we lift up each one of our family members to God. And may God get the glory, because you know what? He said, just pray for the children. And you know what? We were once there. We were in the same place our children were in. And you know, somebody prayed for us. God kept us. And He now, He has us in the palm of His hand. And the same thing for His children that's out there in the world. He's going to take care of them. We just got to keep lifting them up in prayer and say, Lord, we're leaving it in Your hand, not taking it back from You. We praising You, thanking You for what You've done. So thank You, Father. Bless each and every one that came to join us on the prayer line. And I'm asking that not only bless them, Father, spread it out, Father, to their children and their grandchildren and children. Oh, Father, I'm asking You to pour out Your love upon this prayer line to keep us and protect us, Lord. Because when we are not here together on the prayer line, we are together in spirit. So keep us and protect us as we show love and kindness toward one another. We thank You, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank You, Brother Rick. And I know our God will supply all your needs. Amen. So
Amen.
We're going to see. And we're going to see if there's anyone else would like to press one before we go into prayers. Brothers and sisters, if there's anyone else. If there's anyone else would like to share. If there's not no one else, Sister Tamika going to bring us the song. She's going to bring us a song. She's going to bless us right now with a song. Amen. Open her line. Sister Tamiko, your line is open.
Amen.
You can bring us your
Thank
song.
Thank you so much.
And then
Praise
we're going
the
to
Lord.
Pray.
Thank Amen. Thank you, Lord. I thank You so much for opening my line, Sister. I was going to call you Sister Powell. I'm sorry. I got Sister Powell on my mind. But thank
That's
you so
okay.
much for opening my line. Sister Leola, God bless you. And I'm so grateful to hear Brother Rick's voice. What a blessing. And we'll continue to pray for him and his family and his friends. Praise God. Amen. I have to God be the glory. Amen. Praise God. To God be the glory. Great things He has done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son. Who yielded His life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He has done. O perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God, fulfilleth the sender who truly believes. That moment from Jesus the pardon receives. The Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He has done. Great things He has taught us, great things He has done. To every believer, the promise of God, a purer and higher and greater will be. A wonder I'll transport.
Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. And give him the glory, great things he has done.
Amen. Praise the Lord, my dear sister. I am so grateful you opened up my line to sing that beautiful song. We have to continue to give God the glory and all the praise because he is so worthy to be praised. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this precious day and this precious night with my dear sister and all my brothers and sisters on the prayer line. I am so grateful. Sister, was I supposed to do a word of prayer? I don't know, and I don't remember.
Ask Brother O'Neill.
I'm asking you to do that. That'll be great. All right. Thank you. So I love you. Thank you for opening my line. Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye. Love you too. Bye-bye. Okay. Okay. Brother O'Neill,
I would like to see if you can offer a word of prayer. I don't know if you're driving or not, but if you're driving, let us know. Will you be able to offer a prayer, Brother O'Neill? Okay, I think. Okay, hold on. Brother O'Neill? I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you offer a prayer?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, definitely
okay,
I can.
Okay, well, look, I have prayer for Sister Carla, Sister Katie, Sister... Sister Tamiko, Brother Rick, ask for prayer. We ask in prayer for, it was Brother Rick. And Brother Rick has, he wanted to pray for that family, the wife of the gentleman that passed. You lift her up because she really needs prayer. And lift up Sister Powell, you know, and all the others, and myself. Amen.
Okay.
You can go ahead and. And of course, the speaker. Okay, amen.
Yes. Before, I do the prayer. I want to share this small song before I do the prayer.
Okay.
There's coming a day when a heartache shall come. No more clouds in the sky. No more tears to dim the eyes. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see and I look upon his face. The one who saved me by his grace, when he take me by a hand and lead me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. Most kind, loving, and eternal Father, as I come to you, words can express how much you mean to us as your people. Lord, you love us with an everlasting love. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come. The one who left all to save us. The one that is our creator, our savior and our redeemer, and our king eternal. Forgive us, Lord, in any ways that we have sinned and come short of your glory, O God. Father, truly we know that we are living in the time of the end. And Father, the same sentiment is going out, that we are all a part of the family of God. And we should all press together. You said it in your words, then men will know that you are my disciple if you have loved one towards another. Father, help us, O Lord. You told us in Romans 5, verse 5, that hope make it not ashamed, for the love of God is shut up on our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, we need that love, the love of God, because we cannot love, Lord. Only the Holy Spirit can bring love in our hearts so that we can love. Father, we thank you, O God, that we have the opportunity to pray unto you, O Lord. We thank you for being our high priest, O God. Is at the throne of God, taking all our prayers and filter it with your righteousness. Father, I pray, Lord, for the bereaved family at this time, O God. Comfort them, Lord. Help them, Lord, to know that a day is coming where there is no heartache, no sorrow. Father, we know that what sin has caused upon the earth. But soon, Lord, no more funeral train, O God. Nothing of evil, peace, and all goodness will be there. Preserve our minds, O God. Help us, O Lord, to look to that place where you're going to prepare for us, Lord. Help us to walk by faith that we are a part of the kingdom of God daily. Help us to live daily as kingdom dwellers of that eternal home. Help us to say, like Abraham, that he dreamed of a city, a foundation, but his ruler and builder is God. Father, I pray, O Lord, for Sister Tamika and her family, O God. Cover them on their blood. Pray for Sister Carla and her family. Father, you know, Lord, our desire for our children, O God, to be in the country, to be among her, Lord. Pray, Lord, as I pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will speak to them, Lord, that they will unite with their mother, Lord, of course, that she's doing, to help men and women to be prepared for your coming. Bless her ministry, Lord. Stuff that she made to help other people to have a healthy lifestyle, Lord God. Father, Lord, I pray for Brother Rick and his family. He knows his desire, Lord, for his daughter Ashley, Lord, to have a closer walk with you daily. His grandchildren, his wife, oh Lord. Father, bless him in his work, oh God. So much danger sometimes can appear on the job, Lord. So I pray that your angels that excel in strength will be with him, Lord, and his fellow workers that you have on his job, Lord. God, I pray for Sister Leola, oh God. She loves you, oh Lord, and she loves your people as well. And Father, I pray for her, Lord, and her children, Lord. Cover them on their blood, oh God. Be with Jarvis, oh Lord. Pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to speak to his conscience, Lord, that he'll let go and let God, Lord. Be with our husband, oh God. Cover him on their blood, Lord. Be with his going out and his coming in, oh Lord. Pray for Sister Consinelli, O Lord, and her family, Lord. Pray that you cover her in your blood, Lord, and pray that you continue blessing her, Lord. Father, I pray, Lord, for Sister Powell and her ministry in Jamaica, O Lord. Father, I know that the work that she is doing, O God, bless her effort, O Lord. I pray that souls be born for your kingdom, O Lord. Father, I pray for Brother Yudi and his family, O God. I pray, Lord, that you will guide him, protect him, Lord, and help him, Lord, to submit everything into your hands, O God, so that he can do more for him than what he can do for himself, O Lord. Father, I pray, Lord, for those who once are part of the line, Lord, but they are not here at this moment, O God. Wherever they are, Lord, I pray that they will be with Jesus, Lord, and have Jesus in thoughts, mind, and spirit, O God. Father, I pray for Brother Eli, O God. He knows his desire, Lord, for his friends, O God, for his mom, and all whom he has come in contact with, is to follow you, O Lord. Father, give him courage, O Lord. Give him faith. Help him, Lord, not to be discouraged, Lord, but help him to commit everything to your hands. Because, Lord, you're the only one can bring souls to you, Lord. As you said, Jesus Christ, when you were on earth, that no man can commit unto me unless my Father bring him. So, Lord, I pray that you will be with him, Lord. Continue to bless him, Lord. Father, we pray for our churches, O God. We pray for us to have a sense of urgency. See the time that we are living in, O God.
as a people. Help us, O Lord, not to get drowned with the cares of this life, O Lord, that we forget what Christ is about to stand up, and then we'll be chaos on this earth, Lord. So help us, O Lord, to filter our mind heavenward, O Lord. Father, we pray for your manservant, O Lord, as he will share the word with us tonight, O God. Cover him under your blood. Be with his mom, O God, his dad, O God. And I pray, Lord, that you bless his ministry, O God. And I pray, Lord, as he continue to lift up Jesus, O God, may souls be born for your kingdom. Father, whatsoever I fail of asking, and those names that I did not remember to mention, Lord, you know every one, O God. And I pray, Lord, that we be with them. Help them in their circumstances and their situations, O God. Father, help us, O Lord, to look unto Jesus, because only Jesus alone can help us in every situation. Thank you, O God, for hearing and answering. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for lifting up the prayers, and the brothers and sisters who really appreciate it. So thank you once again, sisters and brothers. Our speaker is here, and I would like to open his line. Amen. And the speaker name is Brother King James, and let us open his line. Amen. 301.
All right.
So for your line is open.
All right.
Brother King, your line is open, so you can please speak. Amen.
All right. All right. Let us have a word of prayer as we begin. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this day and for the time that we can spend together in your word. I pray that you will illuminate our minds, strengthen our hearts, and draw us ever closer to you. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. All right. Thank you so much for having me back on once again this evening. And I pray that as we continue to study God's word this evening, that our hearts and our minds will be strengthened, and that we'll be drawn closer to him, and that we'll gain a rich understanding of the truths of his word. And so there's a few places that we're going to be looking at this evening. We're going to be looking at the story from the perspective of Luke. And we're also going to be looking at the same story from the perspective of the desire of ages. And so I pray as we go through this story that it will make sense, and that our hearts will be drawn out to Christ even more. And so if you would join me in going to your Bibles in Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. All right, Luke chapter 4. Luke gives the story from the perspective of the temptations in the wilderness. Jesus has just left the wilderness. He's entered into his own hometown. But it may not necessarily be in that order. Luke doesn't necessarily focus on chronology as much as on details. And so we're going to look at this from the perspective of Luke, and then also from the perspective of Mark. And so Luke tells us, it's powerful. Actually, let's start off in the book of Mark, actually. So in Mark chapter 6, verses 1 to 13, Mark chapter 6, verses 1 to 13, it says there, in Mark chapter 6, verses 1 to 13, the following story. Same story, but now from a different perspective. Mark chapter 6, verses 1 to 13. All right, actually, and we'll be focusing more so on verses 1 to 6. It states there, and he went out from thence, and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Now this is powerful, because you remember, Jesus now is back in, not only in his own country, this is in the context of Galilee, but as you compare the story with Luke chapter 4, you realize he is in the specific city that he grew up in that vicinity of Galilee. And that place is called Nazareth. And so Jesus Christ is in Nazareth at this time. And so as he gets back to Nazareth, by that time, the news of his power has spread abroad, the things that he was doing in many different places, the miracles that were wrought were spread abroad, and it ultimately came back to the people that saw him grow up. So it was almost like before Jesus came, his own reputation preceded him and reached the very hometown where he grew up. And so it was, in other words, God was trying to prepare the people that by the time Jesus got back there again, they would be ready to receive him because they would have heard the reports. That was God's first call. By the time he got back, God was trying to give another call directly. And of course, this is probably the third call because Jesus grew up among these people. That's the first call. They saw that he had a purpose. They saw no one looking at Jesus would see, everyone looking at Jesus would see that he was not like any other child, we are told, in inspiration. And so it's a very powerful reality. They had his upbringing. They saw his perfection. They heard of his miracles when his public ministry started and the power with which he taught. And then now the third manifestation comes as Jesus comes among his people once again. And many times we understand the manifesto that was given, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. We're going to come to that in Luke chapter 4. But what many people don't realize is that Jesus not only read that text, but he actually taught. So it's not only that he read his manifesto, which was taken from Isaiah chapter 61, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, but in connection with that saying, in connection with that Bible statement, he also taught the people concerning the truths of God's word in connection with the statement from God's word that he read. And so, friends, this is key. This is powerful because I didn't realize that until I started studying the story. It's not only that Jesus read the text, but he exhorted the people. And friends, we are told in Desire of Ages that their hearts were stirred within them. They were moved by the Spirit. Hence it states in verse 2, and when the Sabbath was come, he began to teach. So it's not just reading the scripture, but he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, meaning they were blown away by the message, saying, from whence had this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? And why was it so hard for them to receive it? Why was it so hard for them to realize, whoa, this is truth? They were amazed, but it doesn't say that they were receptive. Why? It says in verse 3, is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judah? So we're seeing here, right in this text, that Jesus had brothers and Simon. It says, so their names were James, Joseph, and of Judah and Simon. And then it says, and are not his sisters here with us? That means Jesus not only had brothers, but he had sisters, probably half. Maybe Joseph was married prior. We have to study it out more, but we know that Jesus had other siblings. And it says, are not his sisters here with us? And then it says, and they were offended at him, meaning they were annoyed at this reality. They began to stumble. Despite the power of the words which he spoke, they began to stumble in their reception of what he was saying because they were like, he grew up among us. And this reveals a powerful point. It reveals a powerful point, friends. Two things. One was that even if a person lives a perfect life, the hardest people to reach are your family members. Now, many of us have not lived that, but all of us, in some way, shape, or form, we may have failed in different areas. And then when we seek to reach out to family members, friends, it is hard because they know our shortcomings. It is hard to reach them above all other groups because they know our shortcomings. They know our failures. But friends, the goal is to continue pressing forward, continue praying for them, continue asking Jesus, help me to be a witness, even in my imperfections. Why should we not lose heart? Because even if we did live out a perfect life before our family members of the truth for this time, friends, even a perfect witness still receives scrutiny. And that's what we're realizing in this story. Jesus did not have imperfections in his life morally. Jesus never made a moral blunder. Never was he a hypocrite. But yet still, it was hard for the people that he grew up among, and even his own home, the people of his own home, to receive him. We are told later on that when he was preaching, his brothers and sisters along with his mother came, and they were trying to deter him. They were trying to call him away from teaching. And Jesus says, "Who is my mother and my brethren? It is they who do the will of God." So it's amazing. They had a hard time receiving that truly he was different. And that although he grew up among them, being a perfect witness, that God had truly blessed him with wisdom and understanding. And so in light of this, what does Jesus say? But Jesus said unto them, "A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house." So not only among his relatives, but among his near family members, his own siblings. And so it says here, and he could, now here's the result. Here's the result of their offense. Here's the result of them being offended. It says in verse 5, he could there, meaning in Nazareth of Galilee, do no mighty work, save, meaning that except that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And now this is one of the instances where we read about Jesus marveling. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went round about the villages teaching. So he went out of that town of Nazareth and went other places. And this teaches us one of the second major points in this story. Even when people reject your witness, and I'm not talking about rejecting a witness that was arrogant, that was rude. Many of us, we seek to be a witness, and friends, we are rude in how we witness to others. Inspiration tells us, allow the word to cut. Not us, not our attitudes, not the rude character that many have. Friends, speak the word in the love of God and allow the word to cut. And in this situation, we know that Jesus, of course, did that. But even in light of him doing that, it was still hard for the people to receive him. And it showed you even what the people thought of themselves. Because it's not only that other people didn't believe that anything good could come from Nazareth, but friends, the Nazarenes themselves, the people of Nazareth themselves, could not believe that. They could not believe that the same one that grew up among them could surpass them, grow in wisdom and understanding and true education. They could not believe it. And that shows you how low of a degree they viewed themselves, because they believed nothing can come from them that would be good. Nothing can grow out of them that would surpass them. It's like a family member today. It's like families today looking at their children, and we've always done it this way. And when their child decides, hey, you know what, I'm going to go on to get an education while spending time with God and his word and the spirit of prophecy, but aiming for the dreams and visions that I believe God has placed in my heart, and they seek to discourage that person from continuing to rise. Why? Because it begins to go above and beyond how it's always been. And friends, you have families like that even to this day. As God is leading their children beyond where they were, they become offended. And they try to stifle the dreams that God has placed in their children's heart. But thank God that many still move on and they become what God has called them to be. And so in this case, this is what we see with Jesus. Came out of a place that was broken, came out of a place that everybody looked down upon, but yet grew above and beyond that place because of his connection with God. Which shows that the circumstances that we grew up in do not have to continue to define us. Not only did Jesus not allow it to define him in his ministry, but the reason that he did not allow where he came from to define him in his ministry was because even when he was in the place that he came from, he did not allow that corrupt atmosphere to determine his destiny. Some of you may be in that place today. You may be living in a very situation that you know God is calling you above and beyond. He's calling you to rise higher, to connect with him and to go a step further and another step, that you may help those in the situation that you were once in. Friends, take heart, and by God's grace, take that step. Do not allow any man or any woman to limit you. The only filter that should guide you, and even that filter, as many principles as it has, those principles when practiced is freeing in its agency. Friends, as you move forward, only allow the word of God and the principles there to guide you. People that you get around you, that you listen to, and you learn from, make sure that they are people of the word. And make sure that they are people who want the best for you, who are not dull in their minds, who are not narrow in their thinking. Notice, I'm not saying that we shouldn't walk the narrow way. But many people don't realize that the narrow way that God has called us to follow is in harmony with his law. And David himself, the psalmist himself, says that the law of God is broad. Many times we look at this narrow way in the context of restriction. But friends, when you really realize what it means to walk the narrow way, you realize it's a road of principle, it's a road of self-control, but in order there is freedom. Many people think that in chaos there is freedom. But we look at Satan's kingdom and the end of the great controversy and we realize to have a life that is without order is actually the opposite of freedom. To have a life with godly order actually allows us to do more things than we can ever imagine. And this is the great lie that the devil has told the world, that order, that rules, that principles are anti-freedom. But no, friends, control a person has over their lives, the more freedom they actually possess. This is a truth that the Bible reveals. As Jesus lived in harmony with God's principles, his life was an influence that set the captives free. His life itself was freeing because he knew he could come away from all the traditions of men that the Pharisees and scribes had set up. These men set up what they thought was order, but it was really chaos. But Jesus, in understanding the true order of the scriptures, came away from these traditions, and his life was a life of freedom. May we come to realize these things as Jesus understood them as well. And so the story continues. We're going to actually continue as we read the story in the Gospel of Luke. So we're realizing that Jesus' own people, the people that he grew up among, would not accept him. But I want you to notice this as we read the book of Luke, chapter 4. Luke chapter 4, and we're going to look at this from another perspective now. More detail added. Luke chapter 4, this is what it says there in verse 14. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him to all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. So you see, this thing was spreading. The news of him was spreading far and wide because of his teaching and the work that he was doing in healing others. So it says here, and notice in the context of Luke, even though it may not necessarily be chronological, in the context of Luke, it was given, this started happening right after Jesus won the battle against the enemy in the wilderness. And this reveals to us the truth about winning battles against the enemy. It reveals the truth when we actually stand in self-control against the wiles of Satan. It reveals the truth. What is that truth? The truth is that as we stand against the enemy by the power of God, as Jesus stood in the wilderness, as we pass the test, more power comes. Notice what it states here again. Luke chapter 4, verses 1 to 12, 1 to 13 is the story of the temptation. Jesus passed that test. Once he passed the test, look at what happens in verse 14. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. That's the same Spirit that led him into the wilderness to be tempted. Now gives him power. And he returned into Galilee with that power, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. So Galilee and the region round about that. So now, friends, you can imagine, as he's in Galilee doing all these powerful works, it's coming closer to where he grew up in Galilee. It says, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all, came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And friends, you know, this is so powerful because, you know, this teaches us, right? This is a vital lesson. This is a vital lesson for us. I think we're getting a little noise in the background here. But this is a vital lesson for us. The vital lesson is this. We see here, it's powerful, the churches in Jesus' day, this was God's chosen people, the Jewish nation, but they were in apostasy. There was much corruption due to the traditions of the scribes and the Pharisees, all right? Due to the traditions of the Sadducees, corrupting the people, causing the people to fear them and not to fear God. But the thing that in fearing the scribes and the Pharisees, they were fearing God. I want you to notice this. This is powerful. Despite the corruption that was in these churches of God's chosen people, visible movement at that time, God, of course, always has his people spread out even in, among the heathen. But he has, that was his invisible realm. But God has also always had a visible group, and in this case it was the Jewish nation, that were keeping or were supposed to be keeping the truths of his word to a greater level, to a greater degree, so that other people in seeing that manifestation of the truth in their lives can come to a revelation of more light through this visible remnant or this visible movement that God had. It's always been like that, by the way. Now, I want you to notice this. In that visible movement, there was major corruption to the point that when you read different statements in the Word of God, you realize that their concept of the Messiah was wrong. What he would come to do the first time, it was wrong. They had flipped the work of the Messiah to believing that when he comes the first time, he would be doing the work that he would actually do the second time he comes. And so they thought he would free them from physical Roman oppression. And so their whole concept of the Messiah was wrong. They had many man-made traditions that were resulting in their corruption. And friends, where do we find Jesus? The Bible says, as his custom was, he went into the synagogue, these corrupt synagogues, on the Sabbath day. You know why this is so vital? The reason I bring this up? Because there are many today who are watching ministers that while they're claiming not to call people away from the organized Seventh-day Adventist visible remnant movement, they actually are. There are ministries today who have made it their work to say to people that when you are in these churches, you should get out of these organized churches and come and join us. You should just, you know, isolate yourself from everyone and stay at home and watch us online. That's what you should do, and you should separate from your conference churches, friends. And why do they say you should separate from your conference churches? You should separate from your conference churches because they're so corrupt. Generalized statements are made that all of them have fallen. We're the only ones that are teaching the truth. And people begin to pick up that kind of mindset, the very mindset that the spirit of prophecy warns against. The mindset of becoming independent addicts. And sooner or later, you see these people again, and they become more and more extreme because they've been staying at home. Probably the place that they're looking at on YouTube with the minister, it's a place where a lot of people are gathering. But because they're not in that state, and they're so far away, they're at home every single Sabbath, online, by themselves, having no brethren, as iron to sharpen them. And so as a result, they arrive at extremes. But, you know, despite the fact that these ministers, and some of these ministers, when you ask them, when you say to them, but you're calling people out of the churches, they will say, no, we're not doing that. But friends, by telling people your churches are apostate and you need to get out of all these apostate churches, and then not necessarily saying yours is the true church, but you know you leave it open. Without saying that, you are saying it.
And so as a result, people are leaving. And why did you say they should leave? Because those churches are corrupt and they're in apostasy. But it's very interesting. It was not until the time when Jesus was finally rejected in Matthew chapter 23, at the end, almost at the very end of his ministry, that he finally left the temple for good. Friends, up until that point, what do we read about these corrupt churches? Where was Jesus? What was Jesus' relationship with these corrupt synagogues? Luke chapter 4 and verse 16, and he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was. And remember, the temple is different from the synagogue. It's not the same thing. It says, and as his custom was, where did he go? Right into those corrupt synagogues where error was being taught. It says he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. Friends, this is very interesting. It says, and there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. And friends, it's amazing because Jesus, in these cases, he was with his disciples. So it's powerful because you hear some ministers saying, some of these independent ministers, they're saying to people, well, when you have Bible studies with people and you then want to guide these people into a body where they should be, how are you then going to guide them into these corrupt places? You know the reason that we can guide them there, friends? It's because we have thoroughly been teaching them. If you have been studying the Bible with them correctly, then friends, apart from Judas, who himself, we are told in Desire of Ages, squirmed his way into the group and Jesus received him, apart from Judas, none of these disciples ever completely fell away. Actually, they were completely revived. So it is about how you establish people in the truth that will determine whether they will fall away or not. And so Jesus went into the synagogue with his disciples, and as they looked at the pattern of his life, friends, though they had some things that they had to unlearn, friends, Christ was able to hold them fast. And so friends, if there are those of you here who are contemplating doing that, coming away and joining these independent churches, I say to you, be careful. I was once in that situation, and I almost did leave, and I almost did go into a place where I would have started off my own church separate from God's organized body, which the Spirit of Prophecy speaks vehemently against, as much as these ministers try to twist her words to say things that it didn't say. But friends, the thing that saved me was that God put my eyes upon Jesus. And what was his custom? He went into the synagogue, these corrupt places. I'm not saying go into places that are trying. And notice I'm talking about God's people at this time. So the parallel here is the organized Seventh-day Adventist church. I'm not talking about Sunday churches. Now, if you see that there are Sunday churches that are teaching major error, if you see there are Sunday churches that are blasting music, where the music takes preeminence over the word and over even the voice of the singer, and there's much corruption there, there are many other churches within God's organized movement that you can go to. There are always those, friends, who are seeking to follow as much as they know. Don't believe the lie that generalizes everyone as being corrupt except me. And so follow the pattern of Jesus. Now, as Jesus did this, what we're going to cover next time, the fact that Jesus did a powerful work. And this is why we have to be, we're going to see the solution. The solution to remedying the corruption within God's movement. For we cannot deny that corruption is there, that the lukewarm Laodicean spirit is there. But friends, the solution is aggressive service, to become a witness to the church itself. This is why it was so powerful. Where was Jesus preaching? We read that he went into the synagogues and preached. He ministered to God's people as well as even people outside of Israel. And so he was involved in aggressive ministry with his disciples,
And therefore, being involved in that kind of ministry, he was a purifying influence. And that is what we are to be. Not in pride, not in arrogance, but in humility, lowly and meek, seeking to be a purifying example. That is the word that God has given us, friends. You want to see a change within the movement of God? The solution is not to call people away from the organized movement. The solution is to be a purifying influence in the movement that we are told will go through. That even though it looks as though it's about to fall, it's interesting, Ellen White states this, yet people are still trying to come out and form their own movements and say, no, it's Seventh-day Adventist. Friends, if she says it will look as though it's about to fall, then that's the thing that we're seeing, and we'll see it more and more as things go forward. But she says, though it looks like it will not. God will uphold his movement. And Jesus understood these principles in his time. So next week, we're going to see the aggressive ministry that God is calling us to. That is the solution for the corruption that is caused by the lukewarm condition of the Laodicean church. With that, let's have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we have seen today that you are calling us to realize that we have great potential because of your work in us. That, Lord, we are not to limit ourselves, but all that we do is to be filtered through the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. We have come to realize, Lord, that we are to follow Jesus and by his grace gain victory after victory, that we might receive more power to do the work to which you have called us. And Lord, lastly, we have also seen the example of Jesus in dealing with corruption and apostasy. His example was that he went into the synagogue each Sabbath, the synagogue where those man-made traditions were upheld, and even where people hated, as we'll find out next week, the words that he spoke. So great was the corruption. But Father, he continued to go. And his work reveals to us that we cannot generalize and say everybody has fallen as Elijah did. He said that, Lord, everyone has fallen away and I'm the only one left. And you had to correct him, that you still had people who did not bow to me. I pray, O God, that we will not make these generalizations, but that, Lord, we will realize, as Jesus saw clearly, he went from synagogue to synagogue, and there were